This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. And yes, I am finally back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Let me take a moment, if I may, to explain what has been going on. Now, for anybody who's been listening to me for any protracted period of time, you know that I've had a couple of issues with my heart. Specifically, I've had one really, really bad heart attack, which required open heart surgery, not stents. And for the very longest time since I've had the open heart surgery, which was 6 years ago, I have thought my heart was percolating along. And to that end, one of the things that I discuss on a constant basis on both shows is that as far as us training to be gun carriers and gun fighters, we're only going to be as good as we're physically able of being. Well, after that heart attack I had, I fired my doctor. Because I was having a heart attack a week before the big heart attack. I was having a mild heart attack on his examination table. He did draw blood, and he didn't catch it. So he had to go. So then I started going to one of these urgent care places, mainly because it was easy. And there were a few things. It was easy to get in and out of there, and since I thought all of my issues were solved, all I had now to do was to maintain my condition. Things began to go sideways in 2017. The way I maintain my condition is by pedaling, by riding a bike. And in 2017, I got pneumonia, which was followed by bronchitis. And I started going to this urgent care place, and they started treating it. One of the parts of the treatment was prednisone, which is a very good drug when it comes to taking away inflammation. Well, unbeknownst to me at the time, I was living in a house with mold, so I was getting either bronchitis or pneumonia every 60 days. Consequently, I was staying on the same course of treatment. And what boiled down to was that for 4 years straight, from 2017 to March of this past year, of the 2021, I was taking prednisone. Now, this is not good. This is not a good thing to be in. Prednisone, it does a couple of things. There's two things that it does that are really bad. It'll drive up your blood sugar, and it'll drive up your weight. Remember those two things, because those are two-thirds of the trifecta of doom. So, I take it for 4 years. In March of this year, once again, I'm in the same position. I tell them at the drive-thru place that I need to have a different solution. And they tell me they can't do nothing for me, so I fired them. So then I went and I found a real doctor. And I found a doctor named Dr. Laura Johnson. Dr. Johnson. Dr. Johnson is one of the most competent physicians I've ever dealt with, simply because of her, she's both hands-on and very intuitive and instinctive. And from the get-go, she was making calls that, you know, I wasn't really prepared for her to be this bold, but at the same time, I was very happy for her to be this bold. So the first thing she does on March the 31st when I saw her was get rid of every medication I was using and start over. And she did a couple things that were preventative, but one of the things that had occurred due to the prednisone was it had driven up my blood sugar to where it was near a type 2 diabetes marker. This is not good. So she started me on a drug protocol for that, which the drug protocol itself will probably bring it down by itself in due time. It also drove my weight up. Now, I don't weigh as much as I did when I had the heart attack, but I was trying real hard to get to that level. And that was also quite distressing. But at the same time, we discontinued the prednisone. Now, when we discontinued the prednisone, this triggered something. Because the prednisone had been keeping something at bay that I didn't know was going to happen. She couldn't have known it was going to happen because she'd never dealt with me before. So on April the 14th, I went back to her. Now, this was 2 days before my 60th birthday. And we're looking good. Blood pressure's coming down. That's great. Oxygenation is going up. That's great. Lost a couple of pounds. That's great. But the next day, on the eve of my birthday, the night of my birthday, I failed to sleep because I couldn't breathe. Every time I would lay down, it would feel like I was suffocating. It was a constant battle to find a position to where I could breathe. Sometimes I would wake up feeling like I was drowning. There's nothing like being in a dead sleep and waking up feeling like you're drowning. So, for the week following the 16th, which that was on a Friday, that was my 60th birthday, which the 16th was the most miserable day I've ever spent on the planet when I wasn't having a heart attack. From that point forward, I had no sleep at all at night. I mean, not 5 minutes, not 5 seconds, none. On the 25th, I sent them an email because I was in constant communication with them. Because I wasn't supposed to go back till July. But I knew something was not right. Now, in the meantime, my stomach is distended. And from my shins down, there are no features on my body. There's no veins. There's no ankles. I'm holding fluid now. I have now completed the trifecta of doom. On the 26th, I go back, and as I'm talking to her, I'm thinking, this is a lung issue. How do we fix the lung issue and everything? And she looked at me, and she said, this is not a lung issue. You are in heart failure. Which was very frustrating for me, because I was under the impression that my heart was fixed. And it was. It is. It is fixed. It is not fixed to be driven in, to be driven to high blood sugar and be driven to gain 50 pounds. So, yes, it was being put under a lot of strain. I have never felt... Now, everything leading up to this point, this was what was keeping me away because I couldn't sleep, couldn't talk. I mean, I was coughing so much, you couldn't have made anything out of me. So... long and short of it, they bombarded my system with a drug called Lasix, which is a diuretic on steroids, and in 19 hours, I lost 10 pounds of fluid. And I felt like junk, but I had veins again, and I lost weight, and now everything's been turned around. But... this is, I guess it has to do with as we advance in our age, we become a little more fragile. This was malfeasance on my part for not paying better attention. But in any event, that's where I've been. My apologies for not being present. I definitely have focused on what's going on around me now. This particular instance won't happen again. I fully swear. I'm much happier to be with you than to be sending you something you've heard before and taking the time off. Much happier to be with you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, there were a couple of things that were pressing on my mind before I went down like a bag of potatoes, and they still press on my mind today. And they are still as important today, even though they have fallen by the wayside and the drive-by media has forgotten about them and everything, and they're not pushing them anymore. Like, I have a overwhelming question for me right now. Is it too much to ask to know the name of the federal government employee who, on our behalf, shot an unarmed veteran who was, at worst, trespassing in a public building? Now, apparently it is. Since no one in our glorious licensed and neutered regime media seems to want to tell us. Now, they know. They all know. They just don't want you to know. Now, we know the identity of the incompetent cop who shot the guy with a warrant for carrying a concealed weapon without permit, which is not even a crime in nearly two dozen free states due to the racist Democrat gun control laws that helped kill him, that being Dante Wright. All we know about Wyatt Twerp, who shot the super scary Q person for climbing through a window, is the DOJ thinks it's A-OK to cap misdemeanor suspects if they oppose the ruling caste and clear him. The dummy, who couldn't tell her taser from her Glock, got charged, though, even though it's absolutely clear she was stupid rather than malicious. Sort of seems like two systems of justice, doesn't it? How could this all go wrong? It's just, how? Now, online, of course, you have various sleuths that are out there that are claiming various different people are the shooter. I don't know for sure who it is, and I won't accuse someone of this act until I do. But the garbage ruling class should tell us who killed this woman in our name. And it was in our name, because this was a federal cop. And we have been told he was among the brave Spartans who resisted the onslaught of the good-natured guy in the Viking horns and the rest of the characters who walked in through the open doors into the Capitol in history's least severe insurrection ever. Even though Joe Biden got out there and said it was the biggest assault since the Civil War. I don't know what you expect from him. Joe's always walking around looking for the Matlock Marathon anyway. So after months of being informed by the smart, honest Neros of modern America that this minor imbroglio, and I helped suppress the Democrat icons Maxine Waters inspired L.A. riots. So, you know, save your breathless hyperbole about riots for the sissies and the saps. How that thing that happened January the 6th was the greatest threat to our democracy in the history of ever. You would think they would want to glorify and commemorate the brave hero who shot the unarmed woman who was, you know, surrounded by cops at the time when she was climbing through the window. I mean, he should be proud, right? He took out that perilous threat to America. He's all man. Where's his parade? Because he's a hero, right? Yes, according to the members of the leftist toughies battalion on Twitter who were positively turgid over the idea that the Fed fuzz blasted this terrifying terrorist, they absolutely love the idea of the regime killing her, and it's not much of a stretch to imagine their giddy delight at the idea of some uniformed minions of the establishment killing you, too. What's a few dead kulaks among friends? And it's no surprise that leftists celebrate the homicide of dissenting Americans because, after all, for them, there's nothing wrong with shooting as long as the right people get shot. And people like you are the right people, by the way. But what's really disgraceful are the establishment conservatives not merely excusing it but cheering it on. Like Eric Erickson, who is no longer conservative in any non-cruise ship sense of the word, was a leading voice in the cool, cool contingent opining that the cop should be commended for his restraint in the face of the mob. Really? That's interesting. Shooting unarmed trespassers who are literally standing right next to cops with AR-15s does not constitute restraint in any sense, Eric. Leaving aside his tactical and moral illiteracy, he's usually very concerned about what Jesus would do, and apparently he thinks that what he would do is waste the uppity proles. If you greenlight this kind of state violence, the left will inevitably move to the next level of state violence. And if you do not think that asterisk's handlers would hesitate to kill a whole bunch of you for defying them if they thought they could get away with it, and this cop is going to get away with it, until President DeSantis orders a reinvestigation at about 12:01 p.m. on inaugural day, just after he pardons all the nonviolent political prisoners the DOJ is selectively persecuting, excepting the narcs, of course. then I have a patch of scorched earth outside of Waco to sell you cheap. So, who killed Ashley Babbitt? Why can't we know? Where are all the journalists whose courage ensures that democracy doesn't die in darkness? Why are they keeping us in the dark? Where's Jake Tapper on the death of this vet? Because nobody's a better friend of vets than Jake Tapper, according to Jake Tapper. Who killed her, Jake? Where's Brian Stelter, who is nothing better than a baked potato? He's a very serious media analyst, and I am reliably informed by sources, as well as a walking delivery system for sour cream, bacon bits, and chives. Shouldn't he be exploring why the media seems to be hiding this significant information from the people? Maybe he's afraid to go outside lest he be accosted by hungry Irishmen. Who killed her, Brian? Hey, 60 Minutes, maybe you can try telling a real story instead of making one up to serve the Democrat narrative. And I know a good one. Who killed Ashley Babbitt? You Mike Wallace wannabes. Brace yourself for a startling revelation, but they don't want to tell you because the garbage media is totally dedicated to supporting the leftist establishment narrative. And if that means covering up for an apparently unjustified police shooting because the victim isn't one of the chosen... Now, if a cop had capped a BLM or Antifa scumbag for the same thing, the media would be cheering the fiery, mostly peaceful protests that would inevitably ensue. Well, then, okay, so be it. The media minions are now all in on this. They accept their place, their position, their mission. They know what it is. Their mission is to serve the narrative. And that's why they will never tell you who killed Ashley Babbitt. That's why they will continue to trumpet gun control when there's no need for more gun control, when nobody has an appetite for more gun control, when more people understand that the police have pulled back, the government is not going to save you. And this is why President Joe asterisk Biden pines so much for gun control. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A landmark in vaccinations. White House COVID-19 response team coordinator Jeff Zients.
Today, 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated, nearly double the 55 million who were fully vaccinated at the end of March.
He said 220 million shots have been given out since President Biden took office. He also said by the end of May, they'll have enough vaccines for every person in America. Dr. Anthony Fauci said about 8% of Americans who received one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine haven't returned for their second dose. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. This is USA Radio News. At least 5 Americans are among the dead in the Israeli stampede at a religious event. The U.S. Embassy is helping to name the Americans who were among the dozens that were killed and injured. One victim is identified as 19-year-old Daniel Morris of Beaconsfield, New Jersey. Panic spread among a crowd celebrating a popular religious festival. Some people were trampled as they tried to escape out of a narrow exit. President Biden said in a statement, the U.S. will offer assistance, and he says he sends profound condolences. The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning on May 4th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy comes due to extraordinarily high COVID-19 cases and multiple variants circulating in India. The Health Ministry in India reports nearly 3,500 deaths over the past 24 hours. Restrictions are also in place on travel from China, Iran, much of Europe, Brazil, and South Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. So a criminal with a warrant to resist arrest meets up with an incompetent government employee who, like I said earlier, can't tell a Glock from a taser. Then there's Democrat riots, and the result that we get from that is that you must be disarmed. Does that make you furrow your brow as much as it does me? So if you're looking for logical logic, keep on looking. If you understand the logic of power, well, you have come to the right place, my friend. Because I've got the medicine you need. Here's a couple of things you need to write this down. Facts don't matter. Evidence is racist. 2 + 2 = 4 means you are a transphobe. You are now in the middle of the power curve. This is about power, people. Their power over you. And you need to understand and accept this. One of the things I learned in basic training that has served me well all of my life is that if you find yourself in a circumstance, no matter how bad it is, no matter how painful it seems, no matter how uncomfortable it feels, if you accept it, you can deal with it. So we have to get into a mindset to where we accept certain things, certain realities. First thing you have to understand is that you can't reason your way out of this. We're not going to explain to our enemies why it's inefficient, ineffective, or un-American to do the things they're trying to do. You might as well try to teach your terrier some particle physics with a thick, juicy ribeye and sitting his bowl in front of him. I didn't mean to misgender your carrier. But back to my point. And my point is there's no point except power. They want to control you. If they can't, they want to destroy you. And everything, and I do mean everything, is bent to that objective. And this is the reason for a lot of things. This is why the media lies to you. This is why they selectively prosecute. This is why the movie stars lecture you. This is why they want to take your guns. This is why they want to cheat in elections. This is why critical race theory is a thing. You disenfranchised. You despised. You a serf. And that's it. That's all there is. That's the goal. So this is what you would be sitting by normally as a normal civilized person going, I need to try to figure out a way to reason my way out of this. Then you find out how useless this is. And it's actually worse. It's embarrassing. You look like a fool. Like Asa Hutchinson and his mush-mouth palaver about limited government and citing Reagan to justify his spineless submission to the establishment. That guy would literally rather young children have their genitals mutilated than have to explain to his Walmart masters why he refused to go along with the scalpel zeitgeist. He's not just a weak person. He's not just a stupid person. He's an evil person. And we know it, and we see it, and we must speak it. They want to blind us. They want to gag us. They want us tiptoeing through this PC minefield, afraid to take a step unless we trigger a detonation of cancellation. But have you noticed what's going on out there? Can you feel it? You can probably feel it before you actually hear it. It feels like a low frequency vibration. These are the rumblings of resistance. Have you managed to catch notice of the stirrings of pushback? Now, for a while, we had Trump doing the pushing. But now he's in Florida, taking a break. And there are others that are stepping up, like Ron DeSantis is banning critical racism. Brian Kemp finally discovered his vertebrae, and he's defying Delta and Coke and Major League China Ball to demand election integrity. The other night, Tucker Carlson charged into the replacement theory ambush, where we are not supposed to say what the Democrats explicitly say, which is to say they intend to import pliable foreign peasants to replace you at the ballot box. Of course, sensible Latinos had other ideas because they came out for Trump in 2020. The garbage media and the establishment announced that this fact must not be spoken, and Tucker said the hell with that and spoke out anyway. The backlash has begun. And right now, it's just stirrings. We can feel it. It's the ripple in the glass as the tyrannosaur gets closer. Because Americans, and sometimes I wonder if this is if it's a feature or a bug, but Americans are slow to anger. But one thing that's definitely a feature is that they are mighty in their wrath. Now, when all of this woke nonsense was confined to college campuses, the unfortunate fact was we could live with it because we didn't see it on a daily basis. It wasn't in our face all the time. But now it is. It's everywhere. I mean, I can't... One of the things... I had to hit the cough button, sorry. One of the things that I hearken back to as an older man now is that I love the stuff of my childhood, and I look back at the cartoons I used to watch and everything, and most of them are politically incorrect now. They've been taken down. Bugs Bunny, taken down. I mean, it's everywhere. If you go to the Disney Plus channel and you decide to watch Peter Pan, you're going to get a disclaimer in front of it, apologizing for the attitudes of the time. It's filtering down to people in their jobs, on their televisions, and even in their homes when young Caden returns from Cornell as Casey and informs Zier parents that they're committing literal violence on Zim by not paying Zier tuition anymore. Now, do you think that people will just give up and give in? And some will. The Frito-Cons have. But they're weak. But with the normal American who's not invested in some of this nonsense and doesn't have a dog in some of these stupid fights, the risk is mistaking patience and restraint for weakness. Think I'm wrong about that? Maybe you should go out and try to buy some ammo. Tell me if I'm wrong. The backlash is building. The anger is real. And everybody's getting their 45 ACP and 9mm and 5.56, which is proper because an armed people is a free people. But the reality is we're unlikely to get to that kind of crisis where they come into active play. As much as they salivated the idea of declaring war on us, there's not probably not going to be a civil conflict, though the cops, as competent as Taser Girl and our broken military focus on pretending boys can turn into girls, I kind of like our odds against those few traitors who would not quit rather than suppress the American people for the benefit of their leftist masters. But I think the violence will be limited to Democrat areas as Democrat voters burn Democrat cities ruled by Democrat politicians, which seems to make it, at least in my mind, a Democrat problem. But the backlash is coming. Peaceful, but unstoppable. And, you know, it'll begin, it'll start out as the comics getting back into it and telling jokes. And, you know, and the main thing is this: don't fall into despair and do not withdraw. They would rather you submit, but they will settle for you giving up. Do not be afraid of them. Be a part of the backlash. Get in now, because this is at the ground floor. You can be a big factor. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
One more time, shall we? As I fully appreciate being back amongst you, this is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, a lot of people from my time, I started out as a kid when I was 13 and I got into the martial arts. Then I went from the martial arts into the military. So from the time that I was 13 to the time I was 30, I trained on a regular basis to hurt my fellow men. And yet, despite having the knowledge and the ability and the capacity and even in certain cases the tools necessary to hurt my fellow man, I never did. I did everything I could to avoid doing it. If I had to get into a fight, well, if it was a fist fight, if hand to hand, well then I didn't, you know, I wasn't sitting there stomping somebody and, you know, beating them with a chair. If I beat them, as soon as they went down, I stopped. I did only as much as it took to stop the fight. Now, things have changed. And this is why I think more people are buying guns now, because you guys get to see on a regular basis all these videos as they're out there telling you that there's systemic racism, when in fact all they're doing is giving you evidence as to why what just happened. Like, most of us recently just saw the online video of a young teenage girl brandishing a knife large enough to be a deadly weapon, attempting to stab another girl. She charged one girl, knocked her down. She charged another girl and was getting ready to perforate her numerous times. And then a police officer who had shown up shot her, which was proper. Now, around this teenage girl were all kinds of adults. Why weren't they doing something about it? That's beside the point. But, you know, the question needs to be asked. The young lady that was shot died. Now, you've probably seen this video and maybe other videos that are more extreme, just as extreme, less extreme. There are many other instances of similar behavior, mostly unrecorded by media. And somehow we become a nation in which literally thousands of young people are walking around today ready at the moment's notice to react with violence, sometimes deadly violence at the slightest provocation, sometimes for no provocation, none at all. I mean, I've seen one incident where a simple misunderstanding erupted into a situation where one angry young man was about to launch a violent attack. Now, bear in mind, going back to the military learned a long time ago that training a combat infantryman requires more than physical conditioning. Experience has shown that men, even in the heat of combat, their own lives in peril, will actually hesitate to shoot at a charging enemy. Why? Well, because most of us find the thought of killing another one, anyone, repulsive enough to risk our own lives to avoid ending another's. As soldiers, you have to have the mindset changed. You have to begin to look at them as something different than human beings. Yet, today, here in these United States, thanks to the media, thanks to, mainly the media, with no formal military training, we have an astounding number of young people that are posing a real serious threat to the public, a real serious danger at the drop of a hat. This is why, I did a video on YouTube where I talked about the SIG P365, which is a great little gun, but it is a little gun, and in the event that you would have to face multiple opponents in a fast, rapidly changing environment, I have my doubts as to my ability to use this gun in a seriously effective manner. So I default to bigger guns that are easier to manipulate. Some people took offense at that because historically, up to this point, just a few years ago, if you were a gun carrier, you could very faithfully go by what was referred to as the rule of threes. 3 seconds, 3 rounds, 3 feet. One assailant. Nowadays, we exist in an age of Antifa and BLM and whatever else is out there. And some of the people that watch me get out there and take umbrage at me saying BLM. Even though you don't see any groups like the Ruritan Club marching in the streets beating people with bike locks. You don't see the PTA doing that. Well, maybe on Zoom calls. Now, fortunately, most of these incidents do not end in death. But even so, the violence that we're seeing now is appalling. In Miami, there was a brawl at Miami International Airport, and that involved kicking and stomping another person on the floor, which can easily result in severe injury or fatality. Then there's, some things just involve the destruction of property, like trashing a fast food restaurant because of dissatisfaction with a meal. And comparatively, this seems minor, but can you imagine you doing that in the school cafeteria when you were a kid? It is inconceivable. This should be considered inconceivable conduct. And there's lots of theories as to how this happened. Video games, rap music, the depictions of violence in movies, they all have some influence. Fatherless households, that's a significant factor. But there's not one single one of these that can entirely explain the unmoored mindset of so many young people. Now, for most of us, cultural norms are enough to moderate our action, even when we feel enraged. I have come very close to producing a weapon a few times. And yet I have always suppressed that. And I've always been correct in my instinct to suppress that. We learn to suppress or channel the violent tendencies even when we're not required to do so. But a dangerous percentage of people, however, do not respond to cultural norms, or at least not to the norms in our parts of the culture. And where do so many people get the idea that violence is the acceptable first resort after feeling offended? That's my question. Why is no one teaching them the right way to act? Part of it's spiritual. We've always had our national sins, including the ones that caused hundreds of thousands of deaths in the Civil War. But if you look back to the 1973 decision that legalized abortion, that's where you can begin to see things change. It was narrowly applied, but as with all departures from morality, that slippery slope soon becomes the ground for an avalanche. Other symptoms, if not themselves, the cause of moral decline include the normalization of homosexuality, the practice of inviting flamboyant, gaudy sexual perverts to speak to children in elementary school classrooms. We have a presidential appointee who is a man who thinks he is a woman. So, in other words, the problem is not small, and it is not easily isolated into a single cause and effect. It's all based upon some crazy, trendy notions. And this is the reason why the left can wield such disingenuous arguments against legislating morality. What business is it of yours, whom I marry? My marriage is an isolated circumstance that has no effect on anybody else.
Really?
That same argument was applied to voluntary single motherhood with disastrous consequences for the victims, which were the offspring. Those children of single motherhood, for the most part, exist in the inner city today, and they are today's drug pushers. And consequently, one thing that is extending beyond the inner city and the violence within the inner city is now this is beginning to affect our freedom of speech. There is no single facet of the problem and no easy solution. Violence should be a tool in your toolbox. And if you are a gun carrier, a gunfighter, it is incumbent upon you to learn when to use it and how to use it and when not to use it. But it should never be the first choice. Because violence is always something that has long-term ramifications for normal people. Which begs the question, with all of this default now to violence, for simply being offended at something, seemingly, are these people normal? But the one place you need to start is with the understanding that separation of morality from government is fatal. There is no way to get out there and have one without the other, without the ramifications being very palatable. Think about that as you go along. Also, keep your heads up, stay aware. Very pleased to be back with you. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.